Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Inspector What's-His-Name was just days away from cracking the case of the international oil smuggling ring. But mysteriously, he was found stabbed to death at the bottom of Cheddar Gorge. Grasped in his hand was a note with the name of three suspects, Bess, Susie, and Reg. Following up on this lead, Sergeant Podblog from the Grammar Police was called in to solve the case. Listen as he interviews the three suspects in the Grammar Police headquarters in Copper's Yard. Strange. Three suspects, Cheddar Gorge, and why does my voice sound like I'm in the bathroom in a cave?
There's been a development. I've been told to... What did you say?
ASAP.
Oh, yeah, you've got to come down. ASAP. Whatever that means.
No, I was just about to sit down to a nice pork pie, a pickled onion, some Branston pickle, and a non-alcoholic cider. That poor Barbara, she don't know what ASAP means. It means as soon as possible, so I better be off as ASAP.
Sergeant Podblog, good to see you.
Well, you did say come ASAP, Barbara.
Well, I did, but I wasn't quite sure what that meant, but you're here now.
Yeah, forget it. What's going on then?
Well, there's been a development in the case of Inspector What's-His-Name.
What's that then?
Well, you've got to find out what happened.
Well, he was murdered, he was stabbed, and he was found at the bottom of Cheddar Gorge.
Oh, yeah, but you've got to find out who did it.
Okay, how am I going to do that then?
Well, we've got three suspects.
Where are they?
Well, three different rooms in the station. And the first one is Mrs. Susie. She's a bit stuck up.
Where's she then?
Well, you go down the corridor and it's the first room on the left.
Right.
On the left?
Right.
Left.
Right. When I say right, I mean all right.
Oh.
It's on the left.
Good, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Then. Good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon.
My name's Sergeant Podblog. Can I ask your name?
Yes. People are calling me Susie. How do you do?
Very strange. She said, people are calling me Susie, when she should say, people call me Susie, I am called Susie, or my name is Susie. She's stating a fact, her name. She should be using the present simple, not the present continuous. So, can I ask, what is your job?
Yeah, I am being in marketing.
being in marketing? She's using the present continuous again. This is getting even more curious. She should have said, I am in marketing, not I am being in marketing, using the present simple to state a fact. So, what do you do in your job exactly?
Well, I am often speaking to advertisers, people who are making posters and the like.
What did she say?
I am being in marketing. I am often speaking to advertisers, people who are making posters and the like.
She made a lot of mistakes there. She should have used the present simple to talk about her job. I am in marketing. When she's using a frequency adverb of repeated time, such as often, always, frequently, she should have used the present simple. And people who are making, it's people who make posters. So what she should have said,
I am in marketing. I often speak to advertisers, people who make posters and the like.
This is getting very, very strange by the minute. And what does your company do exactly?
I am making frozen snack food.
Strange that she said, I am making, when she should have said, we make for the company, because at the moment she is speaking to me, she's not making any frozen snack food. And how long have you been working in this company?
Oh, I am working here since 10 years.
Now she's committing the crime of using since when she's talking about specific times, when she should have said,
I've been working here for 10 years.
She was talking about an action that started in the past and continues up to the time of speaking. So she could have said, I have been working here for 10 years, or as she would have said,
I have been working here for 10 years,
or she could have used the present perfect simple,
I have worked here for 10 years.
Right, that's all my questions. Oh, hold on though, what's this? This was found in your office. Can you explain?
Oh, it's an ice pick.
What do you use that for then?
It's just an ornament for my very beautiful office in Knightsbridge.
Sounds a bit suspicious, but at least she's speaking properly now. Right then, that's all my questions for the moment. PC Barbara will bring you a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. You can choose the one, and you can also have a custard cream biscuit or a bourbon. I need to ask you to wait here just until I've questioned the other two suspects in this mysterious case. Thank you, madam. Bye-bye. Right, I'm going to see if I can get a pork pie and a cup of tea myself before I interview that next person. Here, why have they got gravel on this corridor floor? Another strange thing. Maybe it's another mystery for Sergeant Podblog to solve. Tune in to the next episode of Sergeant Podblog and the Oil Mystery to see if Sergeant Podblog can solve this case of the murderer of Inspector What's-His-Name. To see if everybody will be speaking correct grammar, and if Sergeant Podblog will finally get his pork pie and cup of tea.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.